Chapter 2.
The objective was simple. Don't break the egg. But like every test at the Jedi Academy on Shidu Mod, success was easier defined than achieved. The obstacle course was littered with fallen Kolg trees and flattened Mabu cane, and the Academy's best sniper instructor was laying fire while two apprentices gave chase. The subject, a young Togorian male with copper-colored fur and a feline's grace, was springing from log to log, holding the thin-shelled Sharn egg in one hand and his lightsaber in the other. The Togorian's defense was precise and fluid, with no wasted movement or strength-sapping tension. His counterattacks came in whirling bursts of blade and boot, with enough power and misdirection to impress even the Grand Master of the Jedi Order, Luke Skywalker. Always, the egg remained safe. As Luke watched, one of the pursuers, a 16-year-old human female, dropped into a tangle of Mabu cane. Her hand rose to deliver a force shove, but the Togorian was already pirouetting past her slender Bith partner, delivering a powerful hip check that knocked the fellow into the path of her attack. The Bith flew off the log backward, his thin limbs flailing wildly as his oversized cranium led the way toward the rocky ground. The young woman's eyes brightened in panic, and when she reached out in the force to cushion her partner's fall, a sly grin crossed the Togorian's boxy snout. He waited half a heartbeat for her to bring the Bith under control, then tossed the egg into the air so he could switch to a two-handed lightsaber grip and deflect two of the sniper's stun bolts into her flank. The young woman collapsed in a heap, leaving her partner to hit the ground at a safe speed. By then, the Togorian had caught his egg and was holding his lightsaber with a single-handed grip. He leapt off the Kolg trunk and began to advance on the sniper sideways, deflecting fire toward his last, still prone pursuer. It took only a couple of steps before a stun bolt struck, sending the Bith's entire body into a paroxysm of clenched muscles. The Togorian continued toward the sniper at a leisurely stroll, not even bothering to dodge as he deflected a steady torrent of stun bolts. The display sent a cold shiver through the force, but neither Luke nor the other masters allowed their expressions to betray their feelings. "His combat skills are impressive," said Jaina Solo. Han and Leia's last surviving child, Jaina, was approaching 36. She looked a lot like her mother at that same age, but she wore her dark hair longer, and she had more steel in her eyes than fire. "There's no doubt of that."
"There certainly isn't," agreed Corrin Horn.
A short, fit man in his 60s, Corrin had wise green eyes, a weathered face, and a gray-streaked goatee.
"In fact, I'd say that Bixen is as good as you were at that age, Master Solo."
"He is," Luke agreed. "And he knows it." As Luke spoke, the force behind him stirred with the familiar presence of Saha Dorvald, the Jedi apprentice who was currently serving as his aide. Her aura felt nervous and a bit reluctant, as though she was unsure whether her errand warranted an interruption. Luke motioned her forward without turning around.
"Excellent timing, Jedi Dorvald."
He drew his blaster and extended the butt toward her.
"Take my sidearm and shoot the egg out of Candidate Bixen's hand."
Saha hesitated.
Master Skywalker, I have an urgent message."
"Now, Jedi Dorvald," Luke said.
Bixen was only a force leap away from the fallen tree that Jagged Fell was using as a sniper's nest, and Luke was not ready for the test to end.
"And make sure the candidate sees you."
"Very well."
Saha took the blaster from Luke's hand.
"But Master Skywalker, the weapon's power selector is set to—"
"Now, Saha," Luke ordered. "Open fire and make it convincing."
Saha stepped 2 paces away from Luke and the other masters, then began to spray full power bolts toward Bixen's flank. At a range of more than 20 meters, the blaster pistol was not very accurate, and it was difficult to tell whether she was firing at the Togorian or the egg. Bixen instantly launched himself into an evasive force tumble, his blade flashing and crackling as he deflected her attacks.
For a moment, he seemed too surprised and overwhelmed by the live fire to react emotionally, and Luke dared to hope the Tagorian's arrogance was no more than a minor character flaw.